And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 5th. This week is noted as the day the music died, and Treasure Island Oldies will, of course, pay tribute to Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper, who lost their lives in Clear Lake, Iowa, this week in 1959. And 1,000 people showed up in Lubbock, Texas for Buddy Holly's funeral this week in 1959 as a result of that terrible plane crash. And Elvis was among those who sent flowers as the Big Bopper was laid to rest in Beaumont, Texas. 5,000 fans greeted Bill Haley's train as he arrived in London for his very first British tour this week in 1957. Jesse Belvin died in an auto accident in Hope, Arkansas this week in 1960. The Beatles arrived in New York for their very first American tour this week in 1964. And in fact, they played their very first concert in the United States at the Coliseum in Washington, D.C., and then performed on The Ed Sullivan Show for 73 million American viewers. Not to mention the fact that it was shown in other countries, including Canada, and millions others saw that program. Buddy Holly signed a recording contract with Decca Records in 1956 this week. They left the E in his last name, H-O-L-L-E-Y. It was dropped from the contract. It was a mistake. However, what they ended up doing was keeping the name as H-O-L-L-Y, and that became Buddy Holly's stage name as well. In 1964, the publisher of Louie Louie offered $1,000 to anyone who could find suggestive lyrics in the song. Wings made their concert debut this week in 1972. It happened at Nottingham University in England. Ringo Starr married his very first wife, Maureen Cox, this week in 1965. Marriage took place in London. Joan Baez, Booker T and the MGs, The Grateful Dead, and The Doors were all given Lifetime Achievement Grammy Awards this week in 2007. In 1969, Mary Hopkin and the Moody Blues were the guests on the first ever This Is Tom Jones TV show. The Annette serial began on the Mickey Mouse Club this week on TV in 1958. In the studio, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr began recording the John Lennon tribute all those years ago in 1981. The Jive 5 recorded My True Story in 1961. Neil Sedaka recorded Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, his original version, in 1962. Little Richard recorded Long Tall Sally in 56. The Beatles cut Twist and Shout and I Saw Her Standing There, as well as most of the songs on their first British LP, Please Please Me, and also known as Twist and Shout in Canada. The recording sessions took place in 1963. Cher recorded Bang Bang in 1966. Birthdays: Corey Wells from Three Dog Night is 74. Claude King, born in 1923. Barrett Strong is 76. Al Cooper, one-time member of the group Blood, Sweat, and Tears, one-time member as well of the Royal Teens, legendary studio musician, played organ on the Bob Dylan song Like a Rolling Stone. He is 73 this week. Fabian is 74. Natalie Cole, born in 1950. King Curtis, born in 1934. England Dan Seals, born 1950. Ray Sharp turns 82, Laverne Baker 81, Carole King is 76, Barry Mann 78, Barbara Lewis is 74, Major Harris 70, Ral Donner born this week 1943, Roberta Flack turns 78, one of the great session drummers of all time, and the head of the Wrecking Crew, Los Angeles studio musicians, Hal Blaine, he is 88 this week. Donnie Brooks, born 1936. Gene Vincent, born in 35. Sergio Mendez is 81. Bobby Boris Pickett, born this week, 1940. Leon Haywood, 72. Songwriter Jerry Goffin is 80 this week. And Sammy Johns, born 1947. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February the 5th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.